From the WLRN Miami Herald Newsroom, I'm Tim Padgett with the Latin America Report, made possible by Espirito Santo Bank. Port Miami has finally opened its new tunnel. It's the jewel of a $2 billion port expansion, one that lets Miami send a lot more auto parts to Brazil and get a lot more handbags from China on more massive vessels known as post-Panamax ships. U.S. ports from Baltimore to Houston are also getting post-Panamax makeovers, and what's driving them all is this. An even more gigantic venture happening 1,000 miles to the south, the $5 billion expansion of the Panama Canal. Friday marks the canal's 100th anniversary. The wider post-Panamax channels and locks being dug now will almost double the 330 million tons of cargo the canal sends in and out of our hemisphere each year. Jorge Quijano heads the Panama Canal Authority, or ACP.
Panama is going to be the largest port in Latin America.
The canal expansion site looks like a digitally created Hollywood epic. Armies of trucks and cranes erecting walls of concrete 2 miles long and more than 100 feet high. Quijano hopes the job will be finished by the end of next year.
The whole program is about 75% complete.
Which is great, until you consider the trouble hanging over the remaining 25%. You see, earlier this year, the expansion work shut down for 2 weeks.
We run into surprises that we could not have foreseen.
This behavior is definitely disappointing.
Talks broke down between the authority and a consortium of European construction firms over who should pay for an alarming $1.6 billion cost overrun. The consortium says it's had to adjust for unexpected circumstances like concrete costs and higher earthquake potential along the canal, things it feels the authority did not fully disclose. But Quijano calls those claims exaggerated, if not an excuse for the consortium's own bad planning.
They claim that they have found different soil conditions and so on that have generated more cost. However, even if that was a fact, the amounts that they're claiming are outrageous and they're not within the ballpark.
In such a process, you have to be flexible.
Jan Cope is the consortium's deputy project director. He says it's the authority that's being unrealistic.
The ACP has put in place a very rigid contract, but for a project this scale, ground conditions come along when you execute a project.
The two sides have since agreed to some stopgap financing to keep the project going, but their dispute hasn't been settled. To cut through the dysfunction and avoid another costly delay, the parties have agreed to international arbitration. And part of that legal process is taking place this summer in Miami, which seems fitting since the stakes are also high for Miami and other U.S. port cities. Carlos Urriola is executive vice president of Panama's largest port, the Manzanillo International Terminal.
Ports like Miami are definitely waiting to see when we're going to be ready with our canal.
That's because U.S. ports need the Panama Canal expansion finished so they can maximize their own post-Panamax business and recoup their own port expansion investments. At the same time, however, the canal expansion heightens the rivalry between Panama and Miami to be the commercial gateway to the Americas. Panama, in fact, hopes to become the Hong Kong of the Americas, a global maritime and financial hub, says Quijano of the Canal Authority.
We want to take away a little bit of the business from Miami. Our thrust has been to make Panama more of a logistics center.
As a result, says Urriola of the Manzanillo port,
The canal is the religion that unites Panamanians.
Which is why Panamanians and not a few Miamians are praying for light at the end of the canal expansion's tunnel. You can read more of our Latin America coverage on WLRN.org.
I'm Tim Padgett on the expanding Panama Canal.
The Latin America Report is made possible by Espirito Santo Bank.